to mention the way I feel. Oh, I just kinda hope it wasn't real. Starting the engine every single day. But everywhere I go, I couldn't stay. It's just a daydream. It's not what it seems. Intoxicating, hallucinating. I keep on changing to make a statement. I gotta go.
I gotta go. I gotta go.
You know I'll be on my way to you. I wanna feel like I'm supposed to. Sending shivers down my spine. I'm on my bed. I can feel the tension running through my veins. Oh, I've been feeding myself to the flame. If I pay close attention, I can make it less. But I can form a thought inside my head. Too much at stake here. I cannot stay here. I gotta go.
I gotta go. I gotta go.
You know I'll be on my way to you. I wanna feel like I'm supposed to. Sending shivers down my spine. I'm on my bed. You on my mind. Get away in the morning blue. But I can't get over you.
Hello, and welcome to a very special edition here on the Juice Box. Today, we are not in our regular time. Today is Monday at 3 p.m. right now. Normally, the Juice Box happens at 9 a.m. on Thursday morning, so feel free to tune in. But you're listening to WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM. My name is Lily, and I've got a very special guest.
I'm Cam.
And we will be playing some great tunes for you today. That first song was Morning Blue by Giant Rooks, one of my favorite bands that no one seems to know about. But we've got a lot of jam bands up and coming this afternoon. Up next, we've got Good Lovin'. Here we go.
Now, Doc, Mr. MD,
Doctor.
When we were talking, I didn't need to hide. Black stallions through the night on a perfect ride. I watched you open wide. You looked into me. I had to turn away. I didn't wanna leave. Now I'm letting it all roll by. I can see, I can see a life beyond the dream. these moments till they melt away, to foggy memories of a distant day. Souls can breathe as one. I want it more. Now I'm letting it all roll by. I can't see. I'm watching it all roll by. I can see, I can see a life beyond the dream. Don't give up hope, don't give up hope. Keep dreaming, keep on dreaming.
Last song was A Life Beyond the Dream from Phish, a band that Cam is very fond of.
Yeah, I've been seeing them for 6 years. Most recently, I went out to Albany for a two-night run. They played three nights for a Divided Sky Foundation, which is Trey's new charity, and got to see two shows, the Friday and Saturday night. Friday being the night that Phil Lesh from the Grateful Dead, his passing. And they covered Box of Rain to start the show. And that was so rare. I was so excited. I hugged the guy next to me. So that was a special moment being a fan of them for 6 years.
Yeah, we've got Box of Rain coming up for you all later. But Yeah, the song before that was Grateful Dead, another great jam band that I've been a fan of for a decent amount of time. Growing up, my family was very into the Dead, as they call them. But, you know, I didn't really get into them until much more recently. And I love seeing the cover bands like DSO, Dark Star Orchestra. They're great.
I also, throughout high school and early college, there was a cover band in Plymouth called Uncle John's Banjo that I always would go see. And sometimes I would go in and get in early and get to talk to them and kind of build rapport with some of them. And this was years ago, so I'm sure none of them remember me now, but it's great to go see him. I got to see him in February, too, and that was a coming of full circle moment for me.
Yeah. I've never seen them, but, you know, now I've been to their hometown.
Yes, certainly. Plymouth, Massachusetts. My hometown. We got to go yesterday. Lily, how was it?
It was a lot of fun. I saw the very famous Plymouth Rock, which was definitely not what I expected. It had a very big surrounding to it.
Yeah, great monument around it. It's been there apparently for, I guess, according to my friend, 50 years. I'm not sure what the what the facts are on that, but we got to see that with a descendant of the Mayflower, which was pretty cool.
And then a replica of the Mayflower we also saw.
True.
Which was very interesting.
What was your favorite part of Plymouth?
We did some whale watching, which was really, really cool. We didn't see a ton of whales, but we saw a few very, very far in the distance. And they were really, really cool to see, even very far in the distance.
True.
And then we also saw a lot of seals by one of the beaches. And, you know, we made up stories for, or I made up stories for a lot of them. That was great.
Certainly.
Okay. With that, we're going to get back to some tunes. Up next, we've got Blue Sky by the Allman Brothers Band. And then we're going to get back to the Dead. Here we go.
Keep on flowing, and don't worry about where it's going. if my words did glow with the gold of sunshine, and my tunes were played on the harp unstrung. Would you hear my voice come through the music? Would you hold it near as it were your own? It's a hand-me-down. The thoughts are broken. Perhaps they're better left unsung. I don't know. Don't really care. Let there be songs to fill the air. Rippled in still water, when there is no pebble tossed, nor wind to blow, reach out your hand. If your cup be empty, if your cup is full, may it be again. Let it be known there is a fountain that was not made by the hands of men. There is a road, no simple highway, between the dawn and the dark of night. And if you go, no one may follow. That path is for your steps alone. Rippled in still water, when there is no pebble tossed, no wind to blow. You who choose to lead must follow. But if you fall, you fall alone. If you should stand, then who's to guide you? If I knew the way, I would take you home. La da da da, la da da da.
Song was Ripple by the Grateful Dead from their album American Beauty, one of my first songs by Grateful Dead that I really liked. I listened to that one growing up, heard my dad playing it on the guitar, and now I'm trying to learn it on the guitar. Very full circle moment. Very pretty song. I'm a big fan. And with that, we've got Cam doing today's PSA.
Walking is good exercise. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus and Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Lovely. We've spent a lot of time walking in the last 2 days. We've probably walked at least an hour today so far.
Certainly. I'm a little tired. I had to get lemonade at the last place because I needed the sugar.
Yeah, we walked probably, what, more than 3 hours yesterday.
Yeah, we did a lot of beach walking, too, which really
kind
of tires your legs out.
Some nature walks, too, going up the hills. Yeah. Been a lot of great weather the last few days, so, you know, real life example that walking is good exercise.
True, I walk everywhere.
Yeah. Okay, cool. We're going to get to the ghost of Paul Revere now, singing Wild Child, a recent discovery that I really like.
And I said, no, you, my wild child. Wild child, I love you. Be my wild child. Wild child, be mine. When pretty young wrecking ball, I saw her moving in the dance halls. Took all my strength to get off the wall, 'cause I'm terrified of beautiful women. And I said, no, you, my wild child, I love you. Be my wild child, be mine. If she loves you, you let her go. And if you love her, you know she'll move slow. And your head's a stop, but your heart yells no. She'll always leave you, and this I know. And this I know, this I know, ma'am, this I know. And this I know, this I know, ma'am, this I know. And this I know, wild child, I can't get enough. Keep me down, I'm coming up. Take me to your promised land. Tie me down, I am your man. Yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa. Well, you are the fuel for alcohol. You are the grace before the fall. You are the reasons I can't sleep at night. And oh my God, I've made this up. Or am I really calling bluff? And what you see in him and not me. So one more drink and I'll be fine. Stumbling down the railroad line. I have no course, I do not have the time. And this I know, this I know, man, this I know. And this I know. Oh,
every sky. What do you want me to do for you, to see you through? For this is all a dream we dream one afternoon long ago. Walk out of any doorway, feel your way, feel your way like the day before.
Song was Box of Rain by Grateful Dead. A great song introduced to me by Cam.
Yeah, once Phil Lesh died, I had to probably listen to Box of Rain like 5 times the moment I got the news, right on my way to the Phish concert, actually. I learned in the Target parking lot about 3 hours before showtime, and that was just a real moment. That song got me through tough times in life a couple years ago when my dad was passing away, which that's what that song is about. Phil Lesh, who wrote the song, wrote it about his dad passing away of cancer. So
yeah,
it's a great song, meaningful song to me.
Yeah.
The only tattoo I've ever considered getting, which I still haven't, would be a Box of Rain. However that looks, I have no clue. I'm sure the artist would.
Would be a great tattoo. Yeah, and to segue into our temporary bit based on what Cam's old radio shows used to have when he had at UMass Amherst.
Oh, yes, time for Social Norm Violation of the Week.
Yeah, so Cam used to have a radio show, and this was your weekly bit, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a listener favorite. Not really, but... okay, so this week, I went to my first wedding ever on Saturday down in Kingston. And it was a very big South Shore week for me. But we started a limbo line around like 8:30, 9 o'clock as you know, the dance party started to kind of get some energy.
Yeah, yeah.
This was actually after the lights went out at the wedding because the power unfortunately went out, which was a whole nother thing. But we started a limbo line. And then the self-appointed coordinator of the wedding, which was just somebody's uncle, shut the limbo line down by walking through my sport coat and then just ripping it out of our hands. It was
wow.
Unbelievable. He was trying to set up the Paradise by the Dashboard Light game, which I don't know what it was, but that was a social norm violation for sure.
Yeah, nobody likes shutting down limbo. That's unfortunate. Could have been a great limbo line.
I know.
My social norm violation is much less exciting than what goes down at a wedding, but I was at one of the Tufts buildings this week just trying to get to class, and leaving class, actually. We got to the bottom floor of the elevator, a bunch of students trying to get out of the building. We go to exit the elevator, and someone tries to get on right before we all get off, and we were all like, what's going on here? Like, where's this guy going? So... very interesting stuff. I wonder what goes through someone's head when they're doing that.
I know, it's unbelievable. Some people.
yeah, so we're going to get back to some more tunes now. We've got Indiana by Adrian Lenker and Buck Meek. A very pretty song, a lot slower than what we've been playing. Another song introduced to me by Cam. Here we go.
Control the heart that beats under the bone. Come on, my comeback. Buttercup, you're entertaining the talk that is told through the teeth of the mouths of the millions dying to meet you. Little do they know.
Thanks, everybody. I'm Jason Isbell. This is the 400 unit. We appreciate you guys. We'll see you later on at the Bluebird tonight. Thank you very much.
Could you imagine where our lives would lead? That silly ring, it wasn't meant to be. Luckily, you saw in me something I couldn't see. Honey, me, I can't imagine how my life would be if all your gravity did not hit me. Oh, don't you see, darling, my honeybee.
But here we are, after all the misses and confessions to the stars that we never really owned as ours. And if I
took your love and I bent all the rules.
You took the bow and didn't let it show. Stuck around to let me know. Built the family of our own.
Look around. We made a garden of the love we found.
So many reasons I would fight to stay. You're the courage when I fade. Take a look at what we've made.
Honeybee by The Head and the Heart, a song I've been listening to for a bit now. I think it's got a good vibe to it, and I know Cam's a big fan of Head and the Heart, too.
Yeah, you were sounding great singing over them a couple seconds ago.
Thanks. I'm jamming out here. I'm having a good time. I love listening to this stuff. Before Honeybee, we had Into the Mystic by Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit, the live version, which was a good song.
Yeah.
I never heard it before.
Yeah, it's a great song. Van Morrison is the original writer. And Jason really kills it on that.
Yeah, we were trying to find out if the Mystic was referring to the Mystic near here, and we were able to find no answers other than originally it was Into the Misty.
Yeah, the jury's out on whether or not it's the Mystic River. I know Van Morrison lived here for a little while, and I think the early 70s.
So I guess we'll never know. But we're closing out now, unfortunately, this lovely hour. We've got one more song for you, but thank you so much for tuning in. This has been Lily.
And Cam.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Here at WMFO, we say keep it freeform. Here at the Juice Box, we say keep it juicy. Don't forget the straw. This is Scarlet Begonias by the Grateful Dead. Have a lovely afternoon, everyone.
Direction she was calling my eye. It could You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.